You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to this time of prayer. Welcome to the secret place. Hallelujah. Welcome to the prayer closet place. Amen. Where we are spending some time with our God. Hallelujah. That we are seeking God. That we're coming to Him with the fullness of everything. Lord God, we're just looking to You. This is a time where we're praying. So let's start praying. Well, we're not wasting no time. Let's start praying. Let's start talking to God. Let's get quiet and listen to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just about us talking, because scripture informs us that God, about our Father who art in heaven. And He knows what we need before we do. He knows what we're going to go, like, to form our mouth to speak a prayer request. He knows the request, hallelujah, before we even get it out of our mouth. We thank You. He sent the Holy Spirit because we know not how we ought to pray. Hallelujah. We got moans and groans of prayer requests. We got oohs and ahs of prayer requests. We got I'm tired of prayer requests. Not saying that I'm tired of having prayer requests, but some of us are just having that narrative of I'm tired. That is a prayer request. Hallelujah. I hear You, Holy Spirit, even right now. I'm afraid. That is a prayer request. That saying I'm afraid on our side is translated in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is interpreting that unto God. God knows what we're saying in that place without us saying it. The silence, our silence is a prayer request. When we don't have the strength to muster up, that's a prayer request. I shout out Boko TDIA. That is a call to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we're calling unto You, O God. Yes, Lord, we're calling to You. And even as we call unto You, I thank You that in Psalm 91, it says that You will answer. And I thank You that in 1 John chapter 5, it lets us know. seeking your face. We're stepping in your presence, seeking your face, humbling ourselves before you, asking that you forgive us our sins, asking that you will wash us anew. Hallelujah. Asking that you will remove any idols, hallelujah, that we have knowingly or unknowingly erected. I'm tearing down any altars that we have knowingly and unknowingly built to anything, to a circumstance, to a situation, to a person, to a happening. Come on, to a past, to a trauma, to a place, to an accolade, to a success, to a failure. Oh, we tear down every altar in the name of Jesus, and we erect the altar to you, oh Elohim, and we erect an altar to you, Yahweh, and we worship you. Hallelujah. Right now in this place, I'm reminded how Abraham, and even when he was Abram, he would hear from the Lord and he would build an altar in that place. Oh God, we're building an altar in the place that you last spoke to us, and we're going to worship you there. Hallelujah. And in that place, and even if for those of us who may not know if you're speaking, and maybe your voice is not coming in clear on our side. Oh God, hallelujah. Make us sensitive. Circumcise our ears, our eyes. Come on, somebody. He'll speak through our eyes too. Hello. Our eyes, our heart. Oh yes. Restore our soul, oh God, that we may hear your voice. The Bible says in the book of John that you are our shepherd, and we are your sheep, and your sheep knoweth your voice, and the stranger's voice we will not follow. Yes, God, we're following your voice, and not the voice of what it looks like. We're following your voice, and not the voice of what we've been through. We're following your voice, and not the voice of the practitioner. We're following your voice. Kaya bayandaya. Hallelujah. And not the voice of feelings that are outside of your will. Hallelujah. Feelings that align more with the truth of the reality of the thing and not with the faith of the thing, where the faith sometimes and all the time and quite often at the time will contradict the reality of what it is right now. Hallelujah. What do you mean? What do you mean, Mika? Meaning that my body may be saying that I'm sick. My body may be diseased. Hallelujah. And God may be saying you are healed, and I'm healing you in that place. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yes, Lord. And so, God, we're seeking you. And as we are in the place of being in your presence continually, yes, Lord, daily, hallelujah, without ceasing, hallelujah, as we are consuming you, our daily bread, Romans 12, as we present ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Yes, a living sacrifice. So whatever we got to sacrifice to see more of our sovereign God, whatever we have to sacrifice to be sanctified in you, oh God, whatever we got to sacrifice, whatever appetite we got to sacrifice to come in to your good and perfect, acceptable will. Yes, Shatabos. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the sacrificing begin. Shataya. Let the sacrificing commence. Whatever appetites, whatever likes, whatever dislikes, whatever attitudes, whatever conversations, whatever people, whatever in the faith place, in obedience place. Amen. God may sometimes tell you to start the thing on by faith. Hallelujah. And doing that requires a sacrifice. God may tell you to leave a thing, stop a thing, start a thing, and that requires a sacrifice. God, we present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice. Whatever we got to sacrifice, thoughts, whatever we got to sacrifice, things that come into our ear gates and eye gates, Lord God, let it be so. so that we will be breathing your good and perfect will. How do we know what God's will is? Well, the Bible tells us in John. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tells us in John chapter 15 that it will. We abide in him. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Then in jump down to verse 7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask whatever ye will and it shall be done unto you. How do we come to know God's will? Abiding. Abiding in his word. Abiding in his presence. Living. Dwelling. Dwelling. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. We got to get into the secret place. We're in the secret place. Right now, we're in the secret place. We stay in this place. Hallelujah. We're coming out to desiring his will. Bible says in Psalm 37, we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our heart. That's not whatever we willy-nilly desire and he gives it to, and then he said, and then it's like a wish list and he said, here, I'll give it to you. No, it's as we delight ourselves in him, we find ourselves desiring what he desires. Yes, Lord. Lord, I desire what you desire. Lord, we desire what you desire. Hallelujah. Lord, conform our appetite to you. Lord, conform our likes to you. Lord, conform our dislikes to you, O God. What you find displeasing, may we find that displeasing. I'm being reminded of Jesus went into the temple, and the temple was being used as a den of thieves and not a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus is one with God, and God one with him. Yes, hallelujah. So it wasn't right to Jesus because it wasn't right to God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. What bothers us bothers you. Hallelujah. What dissatisfies us as we are in Christ Jesus, he loves us. He cares about us. He cares about you. So what makes you cry? God is empathetic and sympathetic to us in that place. What angers you, frustrates you, disrespects you, betrays you, God is, hallelujah, loving us in that place. And he is not pleased in that place. Hallelujah. He cares for us. We thank you, oh God, how you care for us. We thank you, Lord God, for how you care for us. We thank you, Lord God, for how you love us. We thank you, Lord God, how you are a just judge. We thank you, Lord God, how you are a good father. We thank you, Lord God, how you are a good shepherd. We thank you, Lord God, even in the place that your ways are not like our ways. So the way you go about handling it is not the way we will go about handling it. But we will trust you in the place, oh God. The way you go about delivering is not the way we will go about delivering. But we trust you as deliverer, oh God. The way you go about providing, Jehovah Jireh, may not be the way we go about providing. May not be on our time, hallelujah. But we trust you, Jehovah Jireh, that you are providing, hallelujah. The things that you may cause us to see, we may not want to see those things. We may not want to go that way, but we trust you, oh God, hallelujah, as you lead us, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, as you lead us through the fire. Sometimes and all the time and quite often other times, we wouldn't choose to go by way of the fire. But God may have us and has us going, some of us, all of us, one of us, okay, just me, going by way of the fire, going by way of the barren thing, going by way of the rejection. Come on, our blessing is coming by way of, I shall tell y'all, the dry place. Our blessing, our breakthrough, come on somebody, the miracle is coming by way of, by way of the wilderness, by way of the letdown, by way of being overlooked, by way of feeling overwhelmed, by way of the disease, by way of the affliction, oh, by way of the loss. Come on, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, by way of, amen, the beauty comes by way of the ashes. Ah, the oil of joy comes by way of the morning. Ah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Ah, our turnaround comes, hallelujah, by way of late in the midnight hour. Ah, shitibios. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. It may come by way of the emptiness. Ah, hallelujah. It may come by way of the poverty. Our abundance, the prosperity, the increase may come and will come by way of the decrease, by way of, hallelujah, us learning to depend on Christ Jesus may come by way of being disappointed by people, by way of being let down by people we think that we should not be let down by. Hallelujah, Jesus! Glory to your name! Hallelujah! It will come. Our resurrection will come by way of the grave, by way of the tomb, by way of the bound place, by way of by way of the children of Israel. The children of Israel. Their freedom came by way of being caught up between the Red Sea and Pharaoh charging them. It came by way of seeing that stuck place, by way of seeing the rock in the hard place. Come on. By way of, I hear the Lord. Your sweetness may be coming by way of, some of us is coming by way of the bitterness. Oh, Jesus! Those tears of joy coming by way of the tears of sadness. By way of, hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, your praise, that garment of praise, where your light and praise and the joy of the Lord is our strength, may come by way of that spirit of heaviness. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We trust you, oh God, miracle worker, hallelujah. The fruitfulness of our womb may come by way of the barrenness. Oh, hallelujah. The blessing, hallelujah, of marriage may come by way of the breakup, by way of, oh, restoration may come by way of it being broken apart and broken down. Oh, by way of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Our life and life more abundantly. Jesus came that we may have life and life more abundantly. Our life and life more abundantly came by way of the cross. Oh, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Our success may come by way of the suffering. Oh, Jesus, by way of us coming into God's will, may come by way of the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes. What happened at the Garden of Gethsemane? What happened? What happened at the Garden of Gethsemane? Some people say, I don't know what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane. Some people say, I know what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, even in agony, to the point that in anguish, come on, in distress, come on, in heaviness, come on, in the fullness of the feelings of, hallelujah, prayed. While we are in the fullness of the feelings, amen, I'm not allowing the fullness of the feelings to take me out of my prayer place. Come on. I'm going to seek God in the fullness of the feelings. Yes, hallelujah. In the fullness of the feelings, he prayed unto God and said, Lord, if it be your will, remove this cup from me. And then as he stayed in that place, that prayer became, but nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So we coming into God's will may not just be as smooth and easy like Sunday morning. Jesus. It may not be. It may not come by way of being comfortable. It may not come by way of, oh, this makes sense. It may not come. It will not come. Hallelujah. By way of, oh, this adds up for me. It may come by way of some agony, by way of some whys, by way of some, oh, I gotta push. Oh, God, this doesn't feel good. Oh, God, this doesn't look good. Oh, God, I need you to help me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Nevertheless, this is not what I want to do, but nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Woo, Jesus, 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 not my will, but thine will be done. Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, yes. I wanted it to go this way. I wanted it to happen this way, that way. But nevertheless, not my will. Thine will be done. Let us become a people, Lord, where we are like, nevertheless, not my will. Thine will be done. Let us become a people, oh God, that we are laying our will down. We are laying our life down so that we can take up your life every day, conforming to you, Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even if that means, including that meaning, I gotta see the cross, including that meaning, I gotta endure the mocking. I gotta endure the shame. I gotta endure being quiet, hallelujah, for a season, and let you speak, even if that means, you know what I'm saying, I gotta feel, hallelujah, these whips, and I gotta feel the pain of the thing. Oh, Jesus, not our will. Not our will, Lord. Not our will. Thine will be done. Whew. Not my will. Thine will be done. Jesus. And as we are seeking your will, yes, Matthew 6:33, seek me first. Seek ye first. I hear the Lord. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things be added unto us as we seek God's will. And continue to seek God's will. And to the point where we are seeking God's will and forget about all the things being added unto us. But I'm just seeking your will, God, because I love you. Let our love for you increase. Let our desire for you increase. And I thank you, oh God, that you are adding. You are adding. You are adding health. You are adding strength. You are adding blessing. You are adding wisdom. You are adding peace. You are adding patience. You are adding joy. You are adding the people that we need. Hallelujah. You are adding. You are adding the resources. You are adding the supply. You are attending to the need. You are adding the finances. You are adding the clarity. You are adding the instruction. You are adding, the understanding. You are adding the revelation. You are adding the dreams. You are adding the visions. You are adding, hallelujah. You are adding a sobriety. That's multi-dimensional sobriety. Maybe in the physical for some, adding sobriety. Maybe spiritually, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, to be sober and be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, right? Walketh around seeking whom he may devour. So I'm sober. I'm sober in the place of my emotions. Yes, Lord. I'm sober in the place of my attitude. I'm sober in the place of my faith. I'm sober and I'm vigilant. I'm steadfast and immovable. Whew, Lord. Let's be filled with the Spirit. Let us be focused, oh God, of being filled with the Spirit and not filled with the things of the flesh. Let us seek to run to you first. Let us seek to address the concern with you first. Let us seek to bring our grievances, bring the grievances to God first. Bring the complaints to God first. Bring the cares to God. Not even to. Not even to the one that is like, oh, I definitely can go talk to this person. Oh, no. No, bring it to God first. Hello? Bring it to God first. Not even your significant other. Bring it to God first. Not your brother. Bring it to God first. Not your mother. Bring it to God first. Hallelujah. Not your father. Bring it to God first. Not your friend. Bring it to God first. Not your cousin. Bring it to God first. Not your sister. Bring it to God first. Not your boss. Bring it to God first. Not your mentor. Come on, somebody. Bring it to God first. Not your therapist. Bring it to God first. Not your counselor. Bring it to God first. Not your teacher. Bring it to God first. Not the doctor. Bring it to God first. Not your financial advisor. Bring it to God first. Bring it to God first. Not your business partner. Bring it to God first. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bring it to God first. So bring it to you first. All the things, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We're bringing it to you. And so, as we prepare to leave from this place of prayer, but not leave from praying to you, Lord, I want to leave reading this passage, because I think it also speaks to the state that we ought to be in this time, the unceasing state, the unceasing. Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 1. And he spake a parable. Who is he? Jesus. Okay, Jesus is speaking to us right now. Jesus is speaking to you right now. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he will not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. There's a something that happens in the place of our continually coming to God. We're getting stronger in that place. We may not see it changing on the outside, but there's a change that's happening on the inside with us. There's a change that's happening in our mind. There's a change that's happening in our perspective. There's a change that's happening with our attitude. There's a change that's happening. Yes, hallelujah. And maybe that change was the prerequisite for the change on the earth on the outside. Maybe God said, I needed this change to happen, to come. Hallelujah. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. Mm-hmm. The grip of the circumstance of the situation, it weakens as we get stronger, as the anointing begins to cause us to even become fat to the point of destroying that yoke, lifting that burden, tearing down that stronghold, loosening the chains off of us. Yes, there's a something that's happening as we're in that continual place of prayer, seeking. Scripture tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's something that's happening, even if we don't feel it, see it, hear it, smell it. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God, who is the just judge, come on, and he's judging, hallelujah, he's judging on our behalf, yes, sir, delivering us from the oppression, delivering us from the bondage, delivering us from the hurt place. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Oh, Lord, get me to a place where I lose track of time. I lose track of how long I've been praying regarding this thing. I lose track of how long it's been. But it's like a new thing. I'm continually coming with each day. I'm in your new mercy. Hallelujah. And I'm not wearied anymore by how long it's been, but I'm renewed in you daily. Renew us in you, O God. Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. He's going to avenge us speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in your home? Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, this is Micah version, hallelujah, shall he find faith in our mouth? Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in our thought life? Shall he find faith, come on, in our actions? I'm acting by faith and not by sight. We're moving by faith and not by sight. I'm deciding by faith and not by sight. We're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And so we're going to stop there for today. Let that be a meditation point. Let us meditate on those 8 scriptures. And even as I say 8, and we're moving into the month of August, the 8th month, 8 being new beginnings. Let the new strength arise, new faith arise, new joy arise, new peace arise. The new season that God has for some of us, all of us, one of us, may arise. The new doors, the new communications, the new conversations. The newness of the healing. The newness of. And so, God, we thank you. And Lord God, we bless you. And Lord God, we praise you. And Lord God, we honor you. And Lord God, we celebrate you in advance. You are faithful. And so we're not leaving this place picking up doubt. We're not leaving this place picking up the care. We're not leaving up the place picking up the impossible. You, God, are God of the impossible. And we glorify you in this place. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Ya berekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya er Adonai p'nav lacha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai p'nav lacha veyasem lacha shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Micah, only on LA Talk Radio.